It is Friday, February 26th, 2016. This is the SOS show here on AdrenalineRadio.com. Yep, AdrenalineRadio.com. That's here. I'm James Lott, Jr., your host, and welcome. I'm glad you could join me. Thanks for coming on and listening to the sound of my voice. I'm trying to get my cord together. There we go. So we have a great show today. I have a guest, Erica Duran, who'll be on in a little bit. But, you know, of course, I like to come on and say hello, good morning, good afternoon. If you're listening to this later, good afternoon, good evening. And I have my thanks and gratitude. But first, like I always do, I like to say good morning to my engineer, Brian.
I'm going to give you props right there. He was stalling because I was in the other room
closing doors.
Yeah, and that was perfect. I let the cat out of the bag. I apologize, but I thought that was impressive enough to let the audience who can't see us obviously know that I was in there closing the doors because there's a room that separates me and James. Yes. And he's like, I want to say thank you or good morning to Brian. But I thought that was awesome. That was great.
Perfect. I am a trained professional.
Professional. That's exactly what you are. Hey, yes. Let me bring up something real quick.
Yes, please.
Can you say professional for me?
Professional.
That's how I say it. And my girlfriend makes fun of me.
Professional. I say professional.
I say professional. I emphasize professional the pro.
I emphasize the pro also.
She says prof. She says
you're professional. Yeah.
No, she says professional. Like,
yeah.
Quickly.
I say professional.
But when I say it, I say professional.
Yeah, me too.
Professional.
Me too.
I don't understand why she laughs at me. Because I'm wrong.
Well, she's a girlfriend. She can laugh at you if she wants to.
Well, there's 100 other different reasons to laugh at me, but that one hurts
yeah, most. Yeah. Because it's grammar and word-based.
Is there if a word looks one way spelled, then it can't be wrong saying it, right?
No, I think professional. You guys can always comment on my Twitter if you think it's wrong. I think you say professional wrestler.
Professional.
I know.
But see,
orange. I say orange like a crazy way sometimes. You know, and just somewhere. I have friends who like will enunciate T's in words sometimes, or like they'll say the T really hard. So, I mean, I don't know. It just depends.
Are you a root or a route guy?
Oh, that's so funny. I'm root.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of people are route.
But I like to throw the route out there.
Do you say auntie or auntie?
I say tia.
Oh. Ah, I love it. There we go.
I love it. Auntie to one of my aunts, I'll be like, can I eat this?
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, oh, so, my God. He went bilingüe.
I went bilingual.
That's right.
Spanish for all my Spanish people. Well, good morning. I'm sorry. I'm
drilling. It's fine. This is not pile in. This is my show. Anyway, so, okay, as we get started today, it's kind of a little fun stuff. I do my thanks and gratitude, and I'm going to do my thanks and gratitude for February 26th. I have two big events happening this week that I want to acknowledge and give thanks to and have gratitude of. I don't know if that makes any sense, but last Sunday, I gave notice on air to a show that started a year ago and basically began my television career. And that's Dish and Days. It's the Days of Our Lives after show on AfterBuzz TV. This Sunday will be my last day. And I just want to thank every single guest that's ever come on that show. I want to thank every single engineer who's engineered that show, with special mention to my girl Alexis Torres, who was there from the very beginning. I want to thank Peter Ramos, who actually got me the